Launches can be fun and terrifying and exhausting all at the same time. So why in the world do we even do them? Often it's the appeal of being able to bring a good amount of revenue into your business in a relatively short amount of time. Over the past 5 years that I've been in business, I have done dozens of launches of my own products and of other people's programs that I am an affiliate for. And while I love the revenue that they bring, there are a few lessons that I really think are important to share with you, especially if you are just starting off with your launches. And I just finished up an affiliate launch. So today I want to share with you my 5 big lessons that I have learned after launching so many times. So stay tuned. I'm Carrie Carlisle, and I'll be the first to tell you that there's no one right way to build your business online. There's just a right way for you. After helping hundreds of coaches and course creators sell their programs, I've seen firsthand that success doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all package. And I'm here to show you that you can build your business any dang way you want and to inspire you with stories of different women who have overcome different challenges and have built their businesses in different ways. So let's dive in and help you create a life and a business that you love. This is the Choose Your Own Biz podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about launching. Now, if you have launched before, like I said at the beginning of the intro to this podcast, it can be exhausting and terrifying and super fun all at the same time. I remember I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she just did like a really soft launch for a new membership of hers. And she was just launching it to her list. And she's like, it's so addictive because you see the sales coming in every single day. She's like, I just want to have that feeling all the time. But on the flip side, she's like, I'm also really tired. So I think this is a common experience that we have when it comes to launching. But the reason that we do it is because it can be a great way to bring in a bunch of revenue into your business right away. However, I wanted to take some time to talk about 5 of the biggest lessons that I've learned from launching so many times, both my own product and affiliate launches. I just wrapped up doing an affiliate launch for James Wedmore. And so I thought that was a good time just to talk to you about what it looks like when you're launching and some of the things to think about before you go into your own launch or your next launch, or maybe if you've launched in the past and you felt like you were a failure. This episode will hopefully turn that on its head and get you to see things a different way. Okay. So let's talk about lesson number 1. I will take 100 unsubscribes on my list to find the one person that truly needs what I have to offer. Now, if you look at my ConvertKit, you will see just a ton of unsubscribes every single day from all of the emails that I was sending during my launch. That will happen. And in fact, just in case you were wondering, this past launch, this was an affiliate launch that I did, and I sent out a total of like 34 emails. So you can better believe that people were unsubscribing. However, I remember this was a lesson I learned last year. I was so excited for the people who had found a solution that it was more important to me to find those people that needed what I had to offer than worrying about losing a few people who just weren't interested in what I was selling or what I had to help them, okay? So in this process of launching, you will lose people, but I want you to focus on the people that you are going to find. Focus on the people that need what you are trying to share and the problem that you are trying to solve, right? Because those are going to be the people that truly impact your business. Your business is not meant to be for everybody. There will be people that love you. There will be people that hate you. And you want to find the people that love you and will ride or die with you and want everything that you have to offer because you have proven again and again to help them and solve their problems. So focus on the wins and not the people who are unsubscribing. So now when I look at it, I just am grateful those people were joined, you know, had joined my list for a period of time. I hope they got some value from being there. I wish them well on their way. And I focus on serving and showing up for the people who raised their hand and said, yes, I need your help. And I'm so glad that I found you. I think that's one of the most rewarding things about launches for me is it's not really the revenue. It is seeing the wins of my students. when they get so excited that this is something that they were looking for, right? After they've been in my course for a couple weeks and they're like, yes, I just got my first sale, or, you know, I just made $750 recurring revenue by pitching my membership. It's little things like that when I get those emails that really make it worth it. So that's what you want to focus on when you're launching, is those people. Don't worry about the unsubscribes. They'll happen, but that's not why you're here. So don't be afraid to show up in people's email inbox. Number two lesson actually goes along with that, right? So this is having confidence that what you offer is important and can transform someone's life. I think this is also how you shift your mindset, right? Because it can be so hard when people unsubscribe, or when people say no, or even the knowledge that the vast majority of people are going to say no to your offer. But when you are confident that what you have to offer can truly benefit somebody, you will start shouting its praises loud from the rooftop, right? So for instance, when it comes to selling other people's programs, I noticed this is what happened to me for a long time. I would be much more natural at selling other people's program because I had already gone through their program and knew the impact that it had made on my life. So I would be telling everybody and anybody about this program, right? Even when it wasn't an affiliate offer, if there's something that I love, I'll be like, hey, you need to go check this out, because I knew that it had done something for me. So the question is, do we show up with that same enthusiasm, confidence, and excitement when we go to sell our own programs? I know for a long time I wasn't. And when I had that click that I was showing up for other people's programs and selling it more than I was for my own, that made a huge difference then in how I showed up for my own launches, because I knew that I could get people transformations. I knew I could help them set up automated systems, right? So the question is, do you have that same confidence, enthusiasm, and excitement for what you sell? Does your program transform your students' life? Can you get your students results that they couldn't get on their own? Do you have a passion for what you teach and how you serve your clients? If you answered yes to any of those three questions, then shout it from the rooftops. Let people know that you can help them. That is what you're in the business in, of helping other people, right? You can't change people's lives if they don't know you have a way to change their lives. So be loud and be proud about what you sell, and don't be afraid to send that extra email just to make sure that everybody gets the memo. Hey, this is how I help you, and you can hop in and join right now. Number three is, don't compare yourself to anyone else except yourself. Now, this is really true in anything in life, right? I mean, we all know that famous phrase, what is it? Comparison is the thief of joy. I think when it comes to the online world, we get caught up in seeing some of these huge results that people are getting. You know, like we watch the Amy Porterfields of the world who have, you know, just these huge launches, or for instance, like the affiliate launch that I just participated in, James Wedmore, his launch brought in a single launch, 7 figures of revenue over a 4-day period. I think sometimes we look at these people who have been in business a really long time, who have teams of like 20, 30 people, who have a much bigger business than we have, and we start to compare our journey to theirs and somehow feel like we're less than, because maybe our launch brought in, you know, $5,000, right? Don't compare yourself to other people out there. What you should be focusing on is comparing to the results that you had before. Are the results you're getting better? Are you growing more? Are they comparable to what you have? You know, that's where you want to really focus your time and energy on. Because when you start thinking and comparing yourself to other people, you start to get into this place of, well, I'm not really good enough. I mean, all these people are buying their offers. Why would anybody listen to me? You just start in this negativity spiral, and that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help you. It doesn't help your people. And so really focus on just looking at yourself, because if you don't, all that does is put us in a space of lack and focusing on what we don't have, right? And that just attracts more negative energy. So put the blinders on. Don't pay attention to what anybody else is doing when it comes to their launch during your launch time, and just focus on your own path to success. Own it, stick to it. You don't have to be like anybody else, and just compare yourself to the old self. Okay. That's the only thing that you need to compare yourself to. Number four is to always look at the numbers. Okay. So launches are emotional. I mean, they are a roller coaster, right? Cart open day comes, you don't have a sale quick enough. You're like, oh my gosh, I never should have done this. Then you have a sale in the middle of the day and you're like, yes, this is awesome, right? And then the next day there's like crickets, and then maybe third day you have a couple more sales. It is an up and down process where you just have to be like ready emotionally with a small container of Ben and Jerry's just in case for anything that's coming your way. But when you focus solely on the emotions, that doesn't help you to be able to move forward for the next launch or to pivot during your current launch. So always pay attention to your numbers. Data doesn't have emotion. I can tell you as a math girl, you know, the number one. Okay, well, that's not an example because the number one is the loneliest number. But besides the number one, let's say the number two doesn't have any emotions. Okay. So numbers do not have emotions. Data doesn't lie. So whether you think you had a good launch or a bad launch, your numbers will tell you how you actually did. So sometimes it can feel like you're doing poorly. And I will give you an example. When I did my launch for the Sales in Your Sleep program, my last launch, I felt super emotional about it. And I was really focusing on the emotions. I wasn't looking at the numbers. And I was talking to my coach and I was like, I just think it's going horribly wrong. I'm not hitting what I wanted to, you know, what I had set out to do. And she then sits down and she pulls out her calculator and she's like, Carrie, let's look at the numbers. And I do this for all my clients. So why I don't do this for myself, that's like one of the funniest things, right? We never do the things that we know we should do, but we do it for our clients. Anyway, so she pulls out the calculator and she starts crunching some numbers and she's like, you're spot on for your conversion rate of where it's supposed to be. And I was like, oh, okay. This was after day one of my launch, by the way. And she's like, so just have faith and go forward with some high energy that you are right where you're supposed to be. So always rely on the numbers, okay? And remember that the numbers, if you want some industry average comparisons, when you're doing a launch, if you're starting out with something free, it is not unusual to get 1 to 5% of people converting to your launch, okay? So, and generally it's like the higher the price, the lower the conversion rate. Right? Because there's fewer people who are going to pay a higher price. But just remember, if you take the total of everybody who signed up for your free webinar or your free challenge or your free video series or whatever free event you had, and you look at the percentage of those people who bought, then usually that's only somewhere between 1 and 5%. So don't be hard on yourself thinking that it's not working, thinking you're not doing as good as everybody else, because that's what a industry average conversion rate looks like. So when you go moving forward, even like, let's say right now you might think, oh, I didn't have a very good launch. Okay. Maybe you didn't hit the revenue number you wanted. That's generally what we end up deciding. We're like, well, I didn't get, you know, $20,000 in this launch, so it was a fail. Go back, check your numbers, actually find out what your conversion rate was, how many people were signing up, do all of the math and the data behind it. And you will probably be surprised and find out that according to industry average, you were spot on. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't strive to do better, but take some of the emotion out of it, go back and look at the data and really give yourself credit where credit's due so you know how to move forward and what you actually need to change. Because chances are your launch is successful and you just need to tweak a few things next time to make it more successful. And number five is don't reinvent the wheel. Okay, so this is actually going back to what I said a minute ago about making your next launch by just tweaking a few things. You can use what you have used in the past. Did you have an email rate, email that had a good open rate and a click-through rate? Then use it again, right? Did your webinar perform really well? Then use it again. Maybe just change the name of it so that it's fresh and appealing for people, right? The truth is that even when it comes to like emails, right, only a percentage of people see your emails. And if the amount of time between your launches is a few months, people generally won't remember even if they did see it before. So one of the things that I will always do is I take and I save all of my emails, my launch emails, in a Google Doc. So I'll have one Google Doc that has all of the emails that I use to invite people to my webinar or challenge ahead of time. And then I'll have one Google Doc for all the follow-up emails. And then I will put, I will go back after it's done and I'll write down the open rate and the click-through rate of every single email. So that then the next time I go to launch, what happens is I look and I say, oh, like these emails are the ones that performed really well. These other emails didn't have as good an open rate or click-through rate. And then I say, okay, what can I change about those emails? Can I change a subject line? Can I maybe change the call to action inside of them? You know, maybe some of these got opened, but their click-through rate wasn't really good. So I need to change what the wording is and the call to action. That's where you start to see less work as you launch by using the assets you've used in the past and then updating them just to make them fresh and appealing for your next launch, okay? And if you have something on Evergreen, this is something you might want to check out, like maybe every 3 to 6 months. Just open up the emails, see what your open rate and click-through rate is, and then update the ones that need a little bit of a refresher. This is how you make things better with every single launch that you have. And that's how you make it feeling like it's less work. So the other thing, if you think about it, like you'll notice as people get bigger, as teams get bigger, they have a lot more moving parts to their launches, right? But sometimes they're using the exact same assets, but because those assets were already placed, like let's say they have all of the emails in place, now they don't have to use their mental energy on the emails. They can use some of that time that they've saved in order to focus more on their social media strategy, right? So don't reinvent the wheel. Use things that you already have, okay? So those are my 5 biggest takeaways that I want you to be able to implement going forward in your launches so that you can feel confident that you are being successful and truly get the result that you want. So hopefully that was helpful. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the podcast. Are you ready to launch an online course or program but don't know exactly how to do it? Maybe even just thinking about the time and energy it takes to actually launch without your launch taking over your life can make you want to put on your sweatshirt, pull out the Ben and Jerry's, and binge watch Friends on the couch. Well, I'm here to say, put that ice cream away, my friend, because all you need is a solid strategic plan, and that's what I'm about to share with you. Inside my Launch and Win Blueprint, I help you create a customized step-by-step plan to take you from paralyzing overwhelm and frustration to successfully launching stress-free in as little as 4 weeks. And the best part is that it's only $27. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, get all the details and grab it now by going to launchandwin.com.